When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great photos and stories and so forth posted this week, so you might want to check out all that stuff. And as always, keeping everything flowing smoothly and solving a problem for me right off the bat before we even got on the air, that would be Animal World's productions engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy summer first couple days of it.
Yeah, we had the summer solstice on Thursday, and gosh, it seemed to bring in the summer weather. We had some nice warm days Friday, especially. I think that was maybe my... Well, up at, it was 83, I think, out here, mm-hmm. and Friday about the same temperature here, but a little warmer in Seattle. I'm down in Seattle on Friday, so
I've just been telling people that Pacific Northwest is taking the calendar as far as the scheduling of seasons goes very literally.
Yeah, usually, you know, not you know so much. We often don't get a lot of decent weather till after the 4th of July, but we started a little early this year, but today we're supposed to be getting somewhat of a break. And if judging from where I am up north here, it's gray and much cooler than it has been. It actually feels I like that kind of coolness in the air today after the last few. And My weather report on my little phone says it's not going to get above 60 degrees here today. So, but down, Nathan's down in the Bellevue area.
Yep.
And when you show me out the window, my golly, I was surprised. There's a little sunshine coming through, and there's some blue skies. White clouds, can't see the Olympics, but you can see Seattle.
Yeah, a little bit more blue sky than you can see. Actually, towards the south end, it gets even more blue, and of course, to the east as well. I can't see that direction, but based off of what the clouds are doing, looks like it's pretty nice out in the east as well. So those of you on the north end, it's still dealing with a little bit of marine air or clouds above you, but that should all start to blow away here. It says it's going to be a mostly cloudy day. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, and what are the temperatures like down there?
And right now it is currently sitting at 61 degrees, expecting a high about 67.
Well, okay, so you're going to be warmer down there. So apparently, at least according to what my weather is saying and what it looks like outside, it's gray and no hint of any blue, and is supposed to not get above 60, but... anyway, we'll see. And it looked like that the weather has said that there might be a little bit of rain here or there, but didn't sound like you were talking any raindrops or anything.
No,
so,
I mean,
we're going to stay dry for a while.
20% chance of showers today in the afternoon. I think that might just be like a little tiny pop-up case of showers. So whoever's the either the lucky or the unlucky one to get it, depending on how you view the rain, well, we'll just see where that ends up.
All right. All right. So a little break from the warmer weather. And of course, it being that time of year and weather staying, you know, 70s or above, just be wise about caring for your animal friends, especially your dog friends. And if you take them with you riding in the car, you got to pay attention to the weather these days and know that even on a 70 degree day with windows partially open, if the car's in the sun, it only takes 10 minutes to overheat the car to the point where it could be critical for your dog, and not to mention young children. So please be careful through the summer,
especially if you got a car with a black exterior and black interior like me. It gets hot in there. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know what it's like, you know, if you left your car closed up and the windows all closed and it's been in the sun and you come back to open it up, man, it's like getting into an oven.
Thankfully, I got some little ways to crack open my windows, but still, that doesn't do anything for a dog. I mean, it just helps you as you're getting into the vehicle, not as the vehicle is closed.
Yeah, so please, everybody, be careful about the weather. And I had to realize too, I had to move Robbie's outdoor water bowl because I keep it closer, you know, right, you know, by the hose where I can, you know, fill it up and rinse it out and stuff most of the year. But when we get into this time of the year and the temperatures go up, I have to move the water bowl because otherwise it's in the sun in, you know, later in the day. And of course it gets too hot for Robbie to drink anything out of it. So, you know, pay attention to your water placement and remember the other animals out there too. If we get these drier, warmer spells, I know that the water in my little outdoor fountain stuff is popular. And, you know, my birdie bath is being used. And speaking of the red robin, my birdie bath pretty much is a robin bird bath. It's the robins in my yard that love the birdie bath, and they're in there all the time. Now, I have, you know, other birds too, but the only ones I've actually seen really get in and flap around and really have a great time in the bird bath are the robins. And they are already bathing, but only on the nice sunny days.
Little playful birds, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I have lots of robins around. And then somebody drinks out of my fountain a lot. I don't have any outdoor cameras, though. It's something I probably should do, and then I would know who drinks the water out of my fountain during the night. The water disappears, so I know somebody comes and drinks it.
Hopefully it's not a raccoon.
Of course, where I live, I'm out in the forest, that there, you know, there are raccoons out here. In fact, there was just some, there's some neighbors, you know, on the Nextdoor app that, you know, posted pictures of a raccoon. And then they trapped it. They got permission to trap it and moved it. I don't know how many, 5 miles, whatever they say, to move away. Anyway, they were posting pictures this week about, he's back.
Yeah, that's the thing about a raccoon. Once you do something to welcome them onto your property, well, they take ownership of it, and it's really hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, and I have never seen a raccoon in the neighborhood. I've never seen one or evidence of one on my property except for once in all the like 12 plus years I've been here. One morning went out and my fountain had absolutely been trashed. And it was muddy and the water was, you know, kicked all over the place, and it just was trashed. And my immediate intuition was a raccoon, you know, had come to wash, you know, they wash stuff and get in the water, but it never happened again. And I don't, you know, but I've always had dogs, you know, so I'm assuming that dog presence around my little piece of land here is enough to keep the raccoons away from it. And I don't leave anything out that attracts them. So, and I have to say, as cute as they are, I would not feed them.
They are very cute animals, I must say.
That they are. All righty. So, nothing. We don't have any big weather advisories or so forth going on. I think maybe the big point for us right now is to be grateful, because isn't like the rest of the country like roasting to death? I mean, it's there's a lot of weather stuff going on and heat waves around the country.
Yeah, I have heard something about that, where more of the country is higher temperatures than normal. I'll kind of pull up a map here and see if I can find out which ones are dealing with the highest amount of heat, but that's something that has been on the news.
Yep, I know. I have friends down in Phoenix, and they've been way up into the hundreds and setting records, and they have to get after their dog because she's a black and white corgi, and she likes to go out by the pool and lay in the sun. And, you know, 110 degrees, that's too hot, you know, but she doesn't think so. So they have to monitor her and only give her a couple minutes in the sun and then make her get out of the sun.
Well, we're definitely the coolest part of the country right now, I can tell you that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can see on my phone here if it shows up on the camera very well, but
we're
pretty much the only
red
part of the United States that's not getting like a yellow or red color on the thermal radar here.
Right. Then that was the point I was going to make. We do have reason to be grateful for our weather here in the Pacific Northwest and what's going on, because we're like the one little corner of the country that is, has decent tolerable weather and no extremes going on right now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so even if you're not happy, because it cooled down a little bit or whatever, attitude adjustment, we need to be grateful because we have pleasant temperatures that are not causing big issues. So I am glad that it's cooled off a little bit, and I think we all have reason for gratitude. All right. And gosh, anything? We got a little follow-up to do, and maybe before we officially start the show, anything to report on being a new homeowner and your condominium going on?
All the work is going to be starting up this week in a couple of days here on Tuesday. Going to go through and patch up and clean up the walls and things like that. Get everything prepped for the painting and all of that. And basically the procedure would, of course, start with that. And then we'll do the painting, redo the carpet, and then get new fixtures and stuff in there. And once all of that's done, then I can start bringing over all the furniture and getting ready to make that my humble abode.
And are you doing the work?
Yes, most of it. The carpeting I'm going to get done professionally, all the other stuff, it should most part just be like do it yourself, or I know somebody who could come in and help me who has experience in that type of work.
Cool.
And
all right, well, we'll think good thoughts for you spiffing up your new place.
Oh, thank you.
And I think they're amazingly enough, I think isn't there still good news to report with the Mariners?
There is. I saw this funny thing, you know, they lost the last couple of the games and stuff like that, and they said, well, you know, they did say that to this season they're going to win 54% of their games. That's all they need to do, and they were above that, so, you know, they had to drop their win percentage down a little bit. But really, they've been doing great. Their pitching has just been outstanding, and I was looking at Walter's pitch count yesterday. You might be thinking, Walter? Logan Gilbert? Well, Walter is his alter ego. When he pitches really good, then you call him Walter. So Walter was definitely on the mound yesterday, and I saw he had like 35 pitches by the end of the fifth inning, which is just never really seen. You know, by the fifth inning, you'll have maybe 60 pitches, and he had almost half of that. So he was pitching really well, and our offense is seeming to do really well. You know, people are getting more hits that are inside the park to drive in runs versus trying to go for home runs and strike out a bunch of times. So they're playing good baseball right now, and consistently, too. It's not like they're just on a random hot streak.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of amazing. So, all righty. Well, that's good to hear. At least we have some good news there. Don't have a storm update because Stacy is off today and not here. And so we follow. She'll have to update us on that stuff later. Anyway, I guess we are cut up. And so probably about time that we officially start the show. And then just to let you know, we will officially start the show and then we'll take care of our advertisers sort of on schedule. And Nathan and I are going to do the rest of this hour. We're going to get all our business taken care of here. I'm going to current events, have some stuff there to tell you about. And it is... what, the 23rd of June? So just around the corner, 4th of July is coming up. And so it's time to be sure that you've laid your groundwork to keep your animals safe and happy on the 4th of July. And especially if you have dog friends that haven't been through a 4th of July before or have and, you know, have reactions to the fireworks and the loud noises. We'll talk about 4th of July prep and what you need to know to start changing the way they feel about all of that stuff. So we'll cover all that in this hour. And then, because it's an extra Sunday, we're going to spend the bulk of the show, the 10 and 11 o'clock hour, with Beth and Merritt Clifton from animals24-7.org. So we'll have a lot of time to catch up on animal stuff around the world. And one of the things I really want to talk about that we didn't have chance to go into any detail last time they were on relates to our whale friends and Japanese whaling and stuff. And I was pretty shocked to hear some of the stuff going on. So we're going to catch up on all of that and then all of the other things. And I also, you know, I was thinking, Nathan, and I haven't talked to anybody about this, but it occurred to me last night, it was like, you know, perhaps since they're going to be on for a couple of hours, that maybe we just don't put the word out. Is there anything going on with animals around the world that you know about or you're curious about? Because, you know, Merritt and Beth, it's unbelievable all that they know and about everything. And for how many decades and decades they know all the details. So I think it might be time that we keep the phone lines open. Nathan, what do you think in case
yeah, we can do that. Of course, you can send us an email too if there's right, something on your mind.
Yeah, animalworldlive@hotmail.com is our email address. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you could, if there's something in particular, animals around the world that you want to know about, and know if Merritt and Beth are keeping track and following. And so anyway, that's what we're going to do in the last couple hours. So even though I chatted a bit, I'm going to go ahead and officially start the show. Then we'll take care of advertisers and get on with the show, as they say. If you haven't been here when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we can, I do a couple little St. Francis prayers. And then we have a pile of affirmations that are extremely powerful and life-changing. So we do that to get all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. You can do them every day at home like I do and help them empower you and your life or not. It's not like dancing and spreading love around the world. Dancing is required at 10 and 11, but here you can opt out if you wish. So I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then. The second prayer is for us human animals, and it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then, now we get to our affirmations. All of these have been contributed by, you know, some member of our spiritual family here or there, and they're chosen because they are so powerful and life-changing. Right, this first one was my contribution to start with, but it came from my spiritual family, Ananda, and very, very powerful. So here we go. I say each one three times, and you are welcome to say them out loud along with me or in your head, or opt out. Totally up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And, you know, when you listen to our healing shows, and if Linda works with one of you, she always gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this affirmation came from. Turned out to be so powerful and life-changing that I started doing it, changed my life too. And I use it every day, and I know many of you do. And that's why it's included here. So here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All right. Now, this one comes from the Ananda Institute Italian division and is the affirmation I use to keep myself in the right frame of mind and to be healthy and get to go out in the world when sharing that kind of energy. I do this for my animal friends, too. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes actually from Natasha Venter, our communicator and intuitive gal. And this is the one that helps us stay in balance with the crazy energies and changes going on in our world and on this planet. So three times, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then last affirmation we conclude with is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, this is a powerful one and so needed. And when you're doing this one with me, imagine sending God's light all over the world. And you know, we need it all over this country. We need it in all the areas where there's warring and so forth. We really need to add our positivity. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we conclude this whole ritual of affirmations and prayers with Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part, and the way we seal it all is cross your hands over your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week, and it is time to get after and serve our advertisers. We're going to do that. And then we'll come back and get to current events and 4th of July prep and all that good stuff before we get back to animals24-7.org. They'll be with us from 10 to 12. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is one of our best practitioners, which is bioenergetic synchronization technique. And she works with the human animal out of her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. And she offers and continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that we send her direction, and working with you on the air. If you've called in and gotten a treatment with her on the air, that doesn't count. So you can call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and request a free session, and she would be happy to serve you. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And call or text her if you'd like a free introductory session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest, that would be Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, and a great location, and easy to get to, easy parking. And gosh, what a gift it is to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And she does incredibly wonderful, gentle chiropractic as well as the acutonics. And of course, she does acupuncture too. But I find that the acutonics forks and so forth are more powerful than the needles themselves. But she does both. At any rate, she can work with you in person, which is, oh, what a gift. And I do know she has some space to take new clients. If you've been thinking about it, now would be a great time to get in. She can also work with you remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are good with all of that. So, speaking of current events, which we'll get to here in a moment, Nathan, it was a big day yesterday, the first time in 5 years that the Ananda community, Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, my spiritual family, was able to do the Linwood Community Open House and Solstice Celebration. So I'm a little on the tired side because it was a big day yesterday, and gosh, we got, perfect weather, it was perfect temperature, and this is something that I participated in every year for how many years until, of course, the pandemic shut everything down. And so it's been 5 years since we were able to do this. And I'll tell you, it was almost like an initiation of getting back into life, and it was, so I'm going to tear up because it was just so wonderful to be with, all these people that I consider my family and all the wonderful people that showed up. And we had great booths and great music and entertainment and just tons of free food, as always. It's a lunch and spiritual type snacks through the day, and then free vegetarian dinner at 5. And we had a beautiful solstice celebration at 4 o'clock, and well, of course, we're outside, and one of the speakers at the solstice celebration had us sit and breathe and close our eyes and then listen to what we were hearing. And it was really amazing, because when we did that, you got the normal, you got the cars and birds, that kind of stuff, but then all of a sudden we got an owl. An owl started hooting. This is the middle of the afternoon. Anyway, it was just really wonderful. And everyone just had a fabulous, we even had a mermaid, Nathan.
Ooh.
We have a mermaid. I mean, a real live mermaid. Shay, one of the members, and she does live at the community, but she's always been a mermaid, and she dresses up like a mermaid and has, a tail and all of that sort of thing. And I always thought, for years, I've just always thought it was like just a dress up costume thing, like a Halloween costume or something. She has lots of mermaid friends and does posting. Well, she went to Hawaii this year and then posted on Facebook. And I was blown away because they actually get in the water and swim in those things. So anyway,
mermaids spend half their time in the water and half their time on the land. So
yeah. But I always thought, you know, that the big tail and the fin and all of that was just a costume. But no, they swim in, and it's amazing. So we had a real live mermaid, and she sings too, and sang all the wonderful Disney songs for the kids and stuff. We had face painting, and oh man, it was just really fun. Really,
that does
really
sound
fun.
Like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a really, really good time. So next year, if you missed out on all of this, you'll have to come join us next year.
And Martha will know if you were there or not, because she was at the welcome booth.
Yep. That's my job. Because I get that job because, of course, I talk.
Yeah.
And I'm not shy. So that makes a big difference. You can't be a silent, quiet person and shy and, you know, run the welcome booth. So
it's a busy
there
job.
You go. We had a great time, and a good time was had by all. All righty then. So how about let's take care of current events. Speaking of entertainment, and oh, by the way, I forgot to mention about, you know, the Ananda Community Open House. They do allow dogs, you know, in the apartments and you know, in the community. Most of them are medium to small dogs and rescues and that sort of thing. And so from time to time, there are issues with the dogs and barking and that kind of stuff. So guess who gets called? Aunt Martha. And but it was really fun because a lot of people brought their dogs, especially the people that live in the community, and had them out because it's a perfect day for humans and for dogs. And I was just delighted. I mean, all these dogs that, you know, the people that I've worked with, you know, where it's, if you've ever, you go walking, if you live in the city anywhere, you know, the biggest problem with dogs, even though they're on leash laws and they're on leash and stuff, are these reactive dogs. They see another dog or person on leash and they bark and pull, you know, crazy. Well, all these dogs were reactive dogs. And of course, that doesn't fly real well when you live so close to someone in apartments and all of that. But anyway, it was just delightful to see all my little dog students out there being social and well-behaved and able to join the party and be part of it without being an issue. So, gosh, it was just really, really fun. So, let's see. Also on the current events calendar. I told you about Linda Rasmussen, continues to offer a free introductory session. You just got to call or text her at 206-841-1992. Let's see here. We've got, don't think we have anything scheduled at the Northwest Stream Center at the moment. Positive Alliance, though, let's see, we'll be doing pet ID tags. You could do it actually today is the last day of the Fremont solstice and vendor fair. The parades and all that stuff were yesterday, but the Fremont fairs are still going on. Well, Positive Alliance is there and they're doing free custom pet ID tags. If you go find them at the Fremont Solstice Fair today, then they will be July 13th at Old Dog Haven's 20th anniversary party, October 19th at Cattoberfest, and the Dog Haven parties in Shoreline, Cattoberfest in Renton. And let's see, and then the big official bark in the parks for the Mariners, Tuesday, July 2nd. With the Baltimore Orioles, Wednesday, August 7th, or the Detroit Tigers, and Thursday, September 12th, where it's Mariners versus the Texas Rangers. More in my neck of the woods and price range would be Bark in the Park for the Aqua Sox. And, of course, we did that last year, Nathan. And,
that was a great
Abby.
Time.
We had a great time, didn't we? And Stacy and Tank came and Robbie and and the dogs got invited to go out to the pitcher's mound before the game. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, had to go with them because it was just really fun. And let's see. So this year, the Bark in the Park, the next one would for the Aqua Sox is July 30th and then September 4th are the last two. And those are evening games with the first pitch at 7:05.
We might have to plan on that July 30th one, I gotta say.
You thinking about that? That's my parents. That was my parents.
Well, given the location up there in Everett, it can quickly get cold at night, as we, you know, kind of found out. So being in that late July, early August time frame would really help with those temperatures in the evening and help us stay more comfortable at the game.
We can say happy anniversary to my parents. The other side,
and July 30th, that is a Tuesday, so that works for me.
Well, I could make that work too, I think. So we'll have to, all right.
Get ready, Animal World family. We're planning a Bark in the Park right now in a moment.
All right, sounds good. So more details to come. And let's see. Oh, gosh, we'll have to get a follow-up from Marilyn here when we talk to her on Shelter Rescue Sunday, because Meow had their big fine wines and felines on Saturday. And let's see if there's anything else that we've got. Okay, Homeward Pet Adoption Center has got a couple events coming up here. I Love My Pet Photo Contest and Fundraiser is July 11th through July 31st. And then, so they're saying start taking and collecting your favorite photos, upload, and gamer votes begin Thursday, July 11th and Wednesday, July 31st to raise funds that provide direct support to the dogs and cats at Homeward Pet Adoption Center. And then they are going to have There's No Place Like Home 5K Run and Walk. It will be September 14th. And if you want more details, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events, and the links are there for you on that one. And Seattle Humane down there in Factoria, they are having a summer workshop for young teens Monday, July 1st or Tuesday, July 2nd from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or for grades 5 through 7. And then Wednesday, July 3rd are grades 2 to 4. So you might want to check out that one if you got kids. Let's see. And that about covers it, I guess. So next week, it is the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's an encore Sunday, and you can tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. And then keep in mind, of course, that you can receive a surrogate-type healing if you listen to the show and follow along with Linda's instructions. So as long as you're not driving, that works really well. All righty then. So we better quickly take care of our advertisers one last time, and then we'll come back and talk 4th of July prep for it's time to get on the love train, and then talk animals 24-7. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bored with the other stations, hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, NuPro. Supplements.com. Check them out online. There are great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Can't find them at your local pet store? They're all available on Amazon. NuProSupplements.com. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes. I kind of customize a program, teach you how to live with your dog, and teach you everything you need to know at one time, and get everything under control for you at the same time as well. I always do a free telephone evaluation, so please write down my phone number. And if you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends and wants help, have them call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is, and I'll refer them on or get something set up for them. Anyway, my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then, before we run out of time here. So you want to get prepared for 4th of July with your dog friends. If you've got young dogs, dogs that haven't been through this kind of stuff or new to you, hopefully you've listened to me enough over the years that you know about teaching a jolly routine to your dogs. It's not unusual for dogs to have a big reaction and a negative reaction to the fireworks and loud noises. Now, of course, you know, they're outlawed in a lot of places, but that doesn't necessarily stop them from happening. And I'm out in the country. And I swear, you know, everybody around me buys out the reservations of fireworks and stuff. And we get those big half stick of dynamites and all that sort of stuff. And it can go on for a long time. Some of those big bombs are starting to go off now. So you want to be prepared. And what we instinctively kind of as humans do makes the fears and situation worse for our dog friends. So the worst thing you can do if something, and this applies to all type of scary stuff, but right now we're talking about, you know, 4th of July fireworks, that sort of thing. So the worst thing you can do if you get the fireworks going off, the big kabooms, you know, and your dog goes, yikes, you know, and they start to go into that fear thing. The worst thing to do is calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's okay. It's only 4th of July. Mommy hates it too. It'll be over in a few days. Kiss, 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 all that stuff. Okay, when you do that, from the dog's perspective, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it and you set it deeper on an emotional level. So the general rule is when, you know, something big, loud goes off, a scary to your dog, instead of calm, soothing, and sympathizing, you as the leader set the appropriate stage, set the appropriate example, and set the stage for your dog changing and realizing that the noise is a good thing. So that's where jolly routines come from. Now, you still have a little bit of time that you could start officially teaching a jolly routine, or you can, if you don't have time to do that, you can just use the basic concept. So if you're teaching a jolly routine, you got to have a jolly routine trigger phrase and a highly valuable food reward that your dog really, really likes is not going to get any other time. I like the phrase, oh boy something, oh boy cheese, oh boy hot dog, oh boy bacon, oh boy liver, you know, whatever. And then you practice jolly routines as often as you can, but there should be 2 to 3 hours between practice jollies. And jolly routines happen when your dog's not expecting anything. So I was going to do a jolly routine with my dog's just laying around not expecting anything. I already have a piece of the food on my body and the dog doesn't know I have it, or it's still living in the refrigerator. Then you want them to react to the word of the phrase, not the food or the act of getting the food. So you start the phrase first before you go into any action. So all of a sudden you just start saying it. Like, oh boy cheese, woohoo, oh boy cheese, oh boy cheese. Then get up, get silly, get your dog all pumped up, doing a whole bunch of oh boy cheeses for 2 to 3 minutes. Oh boy cheese, woohoo, oh boy cheese. 2 to 3 minutes of oh boy cheese, then you stop. Out of your pocket, they get a piece of cheese, or in the kitchen you go, give them a piece of cheese, you're done. Then you practice as often as you can, remembering the 2 to 3 hour delay, and you want to get to the point where your dog friend's out like a light bulb, and all you got to say is, oh boy, cheese, or oh boy, bacon, whatever it is, and the dog's like, oh boy, I'm ready. So then you're prepared. You can go ahead, if you normally sedate your dog, go ahead and get the sedation from your vet, but you may not have to use it if you do this right. So then the idea is every time you hear a firework, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese, doesn't, you know, dogs are pretty simple-minded, and if you've got the right sales pitch, you can convince them of pretty much anything. So that's the basic principles for teaching a jolly routine. Now, let's say you don't have time to really teach it or not enough to really ingrain it, you could still use the concept. And often tell a story. I don't remember how long it's been since I've told you guys about it, or if I have, but at any rate, it actually cost me, you know, the concept is so sound. I got a call from a couple that had just moved into a new apartment, and they had two little white fluffy models, and they were calling because the dogs were barking at everything, you know, the elevator sounds in the halls, the neighbors upstairs, downsides, everywhere. Barking at everything. And the management was very upset and was threatening to evict them. So I talked to them, said, of course I can help them. We set up a session. I think I talked to them early in a week, and our schedules didn't mesh until Saturday. So we had an appointment scheduled Saturday. So then the wife said, well, you know, Martha, I don't think we'll still be here on Saturday because the management is so upset with us that I think they'll kick us out by Saturday. And I said, well, okay, I'll give you a little concept that I know won't get you in trouble, and it should get you through the week, and then we'll clean everything up, and I'll teach you everything else on Saturday. So I told him, go to the store, get some string cheese, cut it up, and each of you carry string cheese in your pocket every time there's a noise. Don't try to correct the dog. Don't do anything. Just every time there's a noise, just say, oh, boy, cheese. Give them each a piece of cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Piece of cheese. And a food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So we're not talking a whole log of string cheese, just a little piece. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, cheese. And then you just keep that up. And I said, if there's problems, call me. Otherwise, I'll see you on Saturday. So week went by, I didn't hear from him. So I called them on the Friday to confirm the appointment on Saturday. And the wife gets on the phone and says, well, you know, Martha, that little trick you taught us worked incredibly well. We now have the quietest dogs in the apartment, so we don't need you anymore. Cancel our appointment. Thanks. Goodbye. Okay, so You need to know the concept is really solid. Now, the things that will make the only things that makes it not work are really deeply seated on a physical level, which can involve hormonal imbalances or frozen and stuck nervous systems, which we talk with Dr. Nils about a lot. And so, but the all the rest of them, the Jolly Routine is going to work well. It's even going to help those that have serious physical implications. And so it helps too. But anyway, that's your basics. And then we learned from Dr. Pluckner when he was still alive and doing our show, one little trick: if your dogs overreact to the noise, you can put a little baby oil or mineral oil or an oily ear ointment in their ears. And you just drop it in, and then you massage this, kind of squish the base of the ear canal to get the oil, you know, around in the ear. And what that does is it coats over the eardrum and it really tamps down the sound. And I kind of noticed that with my Robbie. He somehow picked up a little infection in one of his ears last year sometime. And so he had to have some ear ointment for a little bit. I think being older and maybe it was going on, just using the ear ointment, it seriously decreased his ability to hear for a while. You know, he didn't hear me as well while he was getting the ear ointment. It was like, boy, you know, Dr. Pluckner's right. You know, that really does coat the ear canal. So that's a little trick: is baby oil, mineral oil, or an oily ear ointment in your dog's ears through the 4th of July will help tamp things down. Lots of advertising on the Thunder shirts these days, which is based on the swaddling principle for human babies, and the same thing can work for our animal friends. And the Thunder shirt is like a vest that you put on that's really tight and wraps around their body. And sometimes just by putting something tight around them calms them down. They're also money back guaranteed, so you can get a Thunder shirt, try it. If it's not working, take it back, get your money back. They're also, if you search on YouTube, there are Thunder shirt hacks. So you can wrap yourself up. I think they use an ACE bandage or something like that to get the same effect. Some flower essences like Rescue Remedy, or you can go on to JacksonGalaxy.com, his website, look at the holistic and behavioral solutions, has some, you know, fear solutions and things there that can be helpful. But the biggest thing is you got to change the way they feel about the sounds, or if they haven't ever been through 4th of July, you teach them how to behave, which is you got to get happy and jolly and do your jolly routines. So did I get enough in there, Nathan? Did you understand all of that? Does that make sense?
Yep. That's something that we're still working on with Abby. It's she's very traumatized by it, so she's a especially tough nut to crack when it comes to these things.
And you know what? I'm just going to say, you know what? You never, when we do our second Sunday, it's going to be the third Sunday in July, but when we have Dr. Nils and Linda's on, you don't ever ask for a session with Abby. Remember I said the ones that are really difficult? And I've met Abby, of course. She has issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's not a well-bred, you know, genetically perfect border collie. You know, she's a wonderful dog, but, you know, not all of them are, you know, anyway. But so she does have some reactions and so forth. But at any rate, it would be really good if you would just remember on those second Sundays that we have Nels tune in and do a tune-up on her. And if we did that every month for a while, you might notice that you're better able to work through those things. So you could set an appropriate example, and we start resetting Abby and see if that doesn't make a difference in her reactivity.
Mm-hmm. Because I know it did really well when she was attacked by our neighbor's dog.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
she was just fine with other dogs after that.
But I'm saying let's do it on a regular basis for a while and see if we, you know, So consider that, because I'm looking at the clock here. We are winding down this second hour. We got to get ready to get on the love train and send love all over the country, all over the planet. And boy, is it needed. And then, of course, we get to welcome Beth and Merrick Clifton from animals24-7.org back, and Henry the Rooster. Now, Nathan, he's kind of in the doghouse, I think, and I'm hearing rumors, but the big news is Henry has a lady friend. Her name is Arabella, and apparently she adores Henry. And if the weather's holding out there on Whidbey, we may get to meet Arabella today. So that's, Nathan and I are excited about that. Anyway, let's, I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And by the way, dancing is required. You can't sit this one out. Well, you can, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Or get up and join us on the love train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. But dancing's required. Let's get our energy up and juices flowing. And I energize this up with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animals24-7.org is next after the love train. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.